contests on Facebook. Contests on Facebook are constantly being done incorrectly. Part of the problem is that people simply do not know the rules for running a contest on Facebook. And let's be honest here, part of the problem is that some people just don't care if they're breaking the rules on Facebook, because Facebook does a crappy job at consistently cracking down on violators. But they do crack down. And if you get caught by the big blue brother, then you may end up in Facebook jail, or worse, you might have to kiss your business page goodbye. And before I go any further, let me just point out that getting a hold of someone at Facebook, especially for the purpose of reinstating a suspended page, yeah, that's nearly impossible. Unless you know someone over there, you might be SOL. So instead of taking the risk, it is important that you run your contest right. So today we're going to dive into the rules, and I will also share with you some best practices and some great tools to make Facebook contest super duper easy. My name is Kelly Noble Mirabella. This is Business as Unusual, and today's Facebook contest episode is sponsored by my affiliate partners in crime, or maybe just, you know, social media superpowers, Social Media Marketing World. This killer conference is the place for marketers and businesses to learn about social media marketing at the highest level and the most cutting edge. Taking place in San Diego, I mean, who doesn't want to visit San Diego, between February 28th and March 2nd, this conference has single-handedly changed my life and my business. I'll be there, will you? You can learn more about the conference at stellar247.media/SMMW18. That's SMMW18. I will put a link in the show notes, which of course will be in the description at the end of the show. Okay, now onward to today's show, Facebook contest. Here we go. Ah, Facebook contest, the proverbial ninja tool for growing a page, eliciting engagement, encouraging email signups, and so much more. A contest can be super duper easy, like this post and we'll select a random winner, to much more complex where contestants have to submit things. The key thing to remember, the more you want from your participants, the more you will need to budget and the more you will need to give as that big reward. So before we get too caught up in the various types of contests and best practices, let's spend some time on the rules. You know Facebook is not going to let you do whatever you want, okay? They have a reputation to uphold, and having your contest tied to their brand is not on their must-do list. So let's dive into the cans first. Number one, include a disclaimer in contest rules. You got to be clear here. And these can also be linked to a website that has more detailed rules if needed. So don't feel like you're constrained by a small space. Number two, a complete release of Facebook by each entrant or participant. You're going to want to put that in your disclaimers. And number three, acknowledgement that the promotion is in no way sponsored, endorsed, or administered by or associated with Facebook. You want to make sure it's clear that this is your contest and it by no means is sponsored by or endorsed by Facebook, basically. Number four, host your contest on a third-party app, or you can also now host it right on your Facebook business page. I'll be sharing a couple third-party apps in a little bit. Number five, you can ask participants to like a post on your page to enter. You can also, number six, ask them to comment on a post to enter. You can also ask participants to message the page to enter. And finally, have people enter via a third-party app where you capture participants' contact info. Now, that's not a must, but that's super helpful. So I'm a big fan, obviously, of the third-party apps. So let's carry on to the don'ts. All right, you cannot ask participants to like your page to enter. Sorry, you just can't make that a requirement. You can't ask participants to share with friends to enter. This cannot be a requirement. However, if you want people to share it, you can always say, you know, share if you want more people involved, or I don't know, just you can't tie it to winning a prize. So don't do that. Okay, next one, you cannot ask participants to share on their friend's timeline to get additional entries. You can't do that. And you can't ask them to tag themselves or their friends in the post to enter. Also, you cannot host a contest on your personal profile. Seems pretty straightforward, right? Okay, so now you might be thinking, what is the easiest way to get a contest launched on your page? Well, let's go ahead and discuss three tools that you can use. Keep in mind, you can do contests without these tools, but they make it significantly easier and help you stay compliant. So let's dive in. I love WooBox. This is the primary tool I use when I do any kind of contest. It is by far my favorite tool for creating all kinds of contests across various social media and digital media platforms, including Pinterest. So that's kind of cool, right? So you don't have to be confined to Facebook. It is super affordable. They have some free versions. There's also a free trial, and you can get in on more of the premium stuff for only $30 a month. Plus, you can cancel anytime. It's super easy to use and offers a large, in fact, probably the largest array of all the tools that I've seen in all the other things I'm going to be sharing. And it integrates really well with sites like MailChimp. They even offer a couple of free tools, like I mentioned, which is kind of cool. And check them out for your next social media contest. And I think that you're not going to be disappointed. I think you're going to like it. So that's WooBox. Alternatively, if you want to simplify things and try something for totally free, AgriPulse offers free Facebook contest tools. You could do a sweepstakes, a quiz, or a photo contest. So they don't have as much to offer as, say, a WooBox, but it might be a decent place to start if free is all that you're after. Finally, another popular contest tool is called ShortStack. Super easy to use, also very affordable, and offering free options as well. ShortStack integrates with Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, so you can run cross-platform contests, which is cool. So if I had to choose my favorite tool, I think it's pretty clear, WooBox for the win. Honestly, I have tried the others and I always go back to WooBox. They just have so much to offer. It will be really mind-blowing, in my opinion, if you go check it out. I think that you'll love it. So I'm gonna go WooBox. Yeah, go check it out. So now what? Well, let's explore three of the different types of Facebook contests that you could launch. The first one is a like or comment. The like this post or comment type contests are super easy, typically perform really, really well because you're requesting participants to perform a really simple task, plus they bring in a ton of engagement for your page. This is good because you will help bring up the value of all the other content that you have on your page in the newsfeed. You know, spread that love around. I'm a big fan of the like this post type contest too, because I go back and I invite everyone who liked the post to also like my page after the fact. So you don't have to require anyone, which by the way, again, is against terms of service, to like your page, but you could still grow your following. So if increasing engagement and growing a following on your page is your goal and you don't have a ton of money to invest in ads or prizes, this is the contest for you. Okay, next up is sweepstakes. So the stakes are a bit higher over here in the sweepstakes area. You'll be asking participants for more in return for an entry, so your prize better reflect whatever you're asking them to do. You will also need an ad budget and probably a cross-marketing strategy. Email. Okay, so you want to use all those tools in your arsenal to get these type of sweepstakes contests to succeed. Basically, you will collect entries using one of the tools that I talked about above. Again, my suggestion is WooBox. You want to incentivize participants to share your contest, helping you gain more reach. And this works differently than you might think. So be sure to stay within the terms of service for running contests on Facebook. And then select random winners with your third-party tool. And those tools make it so easy. This is a great sweepstakes for capturing contact information and growing your email list, also for growing your brand reach. That's a sweepstakes. Finally, we're going to talk about brackets. Now, brackets can be a little bit more complicated, But if done correctly, they can really help you connect with your audience and keep people coming back. So basically, a bracket lets your participants fill out brackets, then you score them and show leaderboards. You create brackets of 4 to 64 choices. I don't know if I would do 64 choices, but whatever. And your audience can compete in one or more rounds. You can also score your bracket entries and display leaderboards, which is always kind of fun for engagement. With the WooBox tool, you have 4 types of brackets you can perform. Number 1 is predictive. You get your brand in on the action of the biggest sporting events across the calendar, which is always great. Great, right? A little basketball, a little March Madness. Number 2, voting. That's the second one, is voting. Extend your campaign by having each level completed as a separate voting round where the winners advance to the next level. And this is cool because it gets your audience and your participants to go out and share it with their friends and everything to get more votes. Number 3, score brackets and leaderboards. You keep your customers engaged with the built-in leaderboard so your audience knows where they stand round by round. Again, getting them to get out there, share, get more votes. Number 4 is custom display. So you can actually select from 4 to 64 options and fully customize the way it looks to match your brand. So if this sounds like a fun time for you, then check out brackets. Post quizzes, have hashtag contests, post polls, and so much more. All are great ways to engage your audience and build more people into your funnel. Just always remember to follow the terms of service of contest on the platform that you're using, and keep in mind that the more you ask from your audience, the better your prize should be. And lastly, don't overcomplicate it. Most contests that I see fail because they ask far too much from their audience. Back in my college days, we called it KISS. Keep it simple, stupid. So yeah, do that. I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. If you've seen a contest that you think did awesome, maybe it's going on right now, please share it with me. I can be reached over on Twitter at Stellar247. As always, I would love to hear from you. If you're listening via Anchor, please comment or call in with your thoughts and questions. If you're listening via my podcast, again, I can be reached at Stellar247 over on Twitter. I would also love to have you join me in my Facebook group where I answer questions, break social media news, and give bonus trainings and insights. You can check it out at stellar247.media/FB group. I'll go ahead and put that in the description. If you would like to check out the show notes and get links to all the tools and resources that I mentioned in today's show, you can go to my short link, which is stellar247.media/FBC blog, FBC blog. I'll put it in the show description and you can go over and grab that. It's on my blog. Anytime you want to see any of my show notes, it's always on my blog at stellar247.com. If you're listening via my podcast and you enjoy what you hear, please consider giving me those 5-star reviews. Literally nothing would bring me more joy and be the reward or the cherry on top, if you will, for all the hard work I put into researching these episodes for you than your kind words. As always, I want to thank you so much for tuning in and have a stellar day.